You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With some confusion, but please stay and enjoy the way to your good day.
It's a podcast, yeah.
Welcome to the podcast Friends Reunion. Do take in this joy infusion. What's on your mind? Let's chat and unwind.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Pal Pod, your favorite friendship podcast. I'm LB Hunk Tears. I'm here with my co-host Nikki Grayson. What's up, Nikki?
Hi. What's up?
This is our new podcast. We talk about friend issues.
Okay.
In today's modern world.
Okay. No, this is good. Okay. I already have one. Do you have...
Great.
Can I hit you with it?
Please, okay. Let's go for it.
So my neighbors downstairs keep playing music that I like, and I want to show up at their door and say, can I jam with y'all? Can I do that or no?
I think you can do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Great. If you want to, you can just like shoot... Do you have their email address? Because, like, that would always help. Just shoot them a quick email. Okay, well, in general, I think it's always good to have your neighbors' email addresses in case you need to talk about neighbor issues.
Well, we only bond because every time the power goes out in this building, it goes out in just our buildings where the black people live.
Just our
units, I mean. So, like, we already have, like, a mutual... Yeah, we already have a mutual bond over that.
That's actually fucked... That's genuinely fucked up.
Yeah, it makes you think, doesn't it?
It does make you think.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not on purpose, but it does feel like it is, you know?
So.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
John's also here.
Shit. Sorry.
I mean, I was going to interrupt that story a little bit earlier, but then Nikki started talking about
how the
electricity only goes out for black people. So I still had to jump in there at some point. So this is like a new show, I guess.
Yeah.
We haven't told Mary yet.
Oh, you haven't told Merritt yet.
Yeah, we haven't told Merritt. No, okay. We need to talk to her real quick.
But, now, was it an accident? Like, should I I can hang up the call.
I mean, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, John, here's the thing. It's like, we keep threatening.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, no, John's gone.
All right,
John's
we did
gone.
It.
Okay, we did it. Well, I mean, one of the issues is what happens when your friend
and co-host leaves the show.
When your friend goes, leaves the show because you do a bit about pretending you started a new podcast without him. But how do you convince your friend that you still want him on the podcast? Oh, he's back.
Yeah, so I did leave, but I guess I just wanted to... should I send you this file still, Paul? Or are you going to cut all of this out? Because this is going to be them too, I guess. Okay, I'll just send it. Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye, John.
Now,
LB, what are you?
I didn't think this through.
No.
I feel bad now.
Listen. You can't win them all, you know.
I feel bad now. We didn't think this through. We didn't talk this through enough. We should have talked to John. John's back. What's up, John?
I think I would like to meet. Can I guest on this one?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, okay,
John.
Okay.
Guest on this one.
Nikki, do you want to announce the guest?
Yeah, sure. Today we got John.
Okay, can we just take that one more time?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Today we have
do it better.
Oh, hold you on. Could do it. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Today on the podcast we got John.
Hi.
What's up, John?
Not much. How are y'all?
Good.
we've done so many of these together, but it's like a different show now. So
yeah, it's a different show. So do what friendship questions and advice do you have to bring to Pal Pod?
How do you find loyal, loving friends?
Pack your bags and move away. Is that?
Oh, I did do that. I did do that. If you recall, I did do that. So what's your next advice? Like, let's,
I guess, like, I think one really good way is, you know, just communication, right?
Mm,
just,
yeah, like, it's huge.
Get a good baseline of communication going.
So trying to communicate maybe like a good kind of podcast introduction idea I had for our popular and successful podcast.
Right, but that's also part of it is listening, you know? So you have to listen.
Gotta listen.
That's part of communication.
A lot of people think that talking is mostly about making noise, and sometimes it's about accepting noise.
Okay. That's really good advice. Thanks.
Welcome to Friends Reunion, a podcast that is not. That was all a skit to teach you about communication and being honest with your friends. 5-minute long
cold open.
That's right.
We should start doing cold opens on this show.
We should start doing cold open.
Cut this part out. Make that a cold open.
Yeah, Paul, let's do a cold open.
I'm social editor plus I'll be on Cheers. I'm joined by my co-hosts.
I just think that more podcasts need cold opens. What if Law and Order had a cold open?
Doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Yeah, every shows, like, every Law and Order is just like getting murdered.
Yeah, every Law and Order is just like some. I don't know. Point. It's like it's J.K. Simmons on the street, and he's like, "I'm ready to smoke this cigarette," and he takes one drag and he throws it in the trash can. What's in the trash can? 3 bodies and 84 hypodermic needles. He goes, "Oh no!" And then it's just like, bum,
"Is
bum,
he
bum,
on
bum,
Law
bum,
and Order?"
Sometimes. Yeah, I saw an ad for a marathon of Law & Order on the Sundance Channel when I was at my house last weekend.
Sundance Channel?
Yeah.
I thought they showed a movie.
Right, but they also show Law & Order all the time because I think eventually every television network that starts as one thing eventually just shows like reruns of like Cheaters or Law & Order or Cops.
Like, it's like the crab thing.
Right.
How everything become crab.
Right. Now, do you want to explain? I don't understand anything of what you just said. Do you want to explain that?
If given enough time, everything will evolve into crab.
I'm googling everything become crab in Google.
You're googling everything become crab. Okay.
Elby, right. You can't say that you're doing that in public. That's really fucking gross. We're your coworkers.
I said googling.
Not what I
okay, heard. Carcinization is an example of convergent evolution, which a crustacean evolves into a crab-like form from a non-crab-like form.
Mm. Okay.
So, like, there are all these different kinds of crabs that come from different places, like, in terms of evolution.
Sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they all go into one direction, which is crap. Like, you know how in LA, like, all these different freeways all go into downtown, even if they come from different places?
Yeah.
It's like that, but crab instead of downtown, it's being a crab.
Right. Okay.
Did that make sense?
No, it didn't. Not at all. Not even a fucking little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Usually I'll be like, I'll play with you in the space.
Yeah, but
like
I will.
This one, I can't even. Like, I saw the train coming very slowly towards me, and then I was like, I don't think so, and I just let it go by me.
So, you know how evolution works, right?
Yeah, I know how evolution works.
I mean, eventually, I'm starting to question it, to be honest. But sure.
Here's how evolution works. Eventually, enough people take a bunch of L's that the body has to change to start taking dubs.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
But
what
imagine,
if, like,
exactly.
Oh my
exactly.
God. Darwin is somewhere in hell or whatever. And he just like, and he just fucking heard you say that. He was just like, I wrote like 48,000 words for nothing. For nothing.
Yeah.
Because you summed it up perfectly. That's great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? By becoming a crab.
By becoming a crab. So are you saying that becoming a crab is the ultimate dub?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, for LB
Why
and I,
do crabs?
the two cancers on the podcast. That's true.
What does the crab look like?
What does that mean? You can't just say you're cancers. Yeah. Oh, you mean
yeah. What?
You mean the star stuff. I was like, yeah, why are you stuff. Calling yourself cancers?
No.
That's fucked up.
No.
But you mean the star stuff. We mean the star stuff.
I mean the star stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I see. I thought you were kind of being like being toxic. No. I thought you were about to like have a heated gaming moment.
No.
Look at the crabs, though. What letter do they most resemble? I
like looking at them.
What letter do they most resemble? What letter does a crab most resemble?
A U.
Oh.
A dub.
Do they? Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
That's literally how you become a dub. It's become a crab.
Become a crab.
The ultimate dub.
Wow.
The thing, okay, no, but here's the thing. I don't think we can call anything that kind of like dies within seconds of being placed into boiling water a dub.
I mean, Nikki. I'm sorry. So you're the only dubs are creatures that can survive being boiled. Is what you're saying. Yeah.
So unboilable creatures.
Name one.
Tubs. Yeah, name one.
People. How hot do hot tubs get?
I'm sorry.
Nikki, a hot tub is boiling. Also, people die from hot tub.
Okay,
hot tub is boiling.
Wait.
Nikki, the bubbles are from jets.
In a hot tub? What do you think happens in a hot tub? LB, don't say anything. Nikki, what do you think happens in a hot tub?
Hot tub gotta be hot enough, right? It make bubble, right?
Yeah, so it make bubbles. So you think it's boiling?
It has to be boiling.
So you could throw a bucket of crawfish and potatoes and corn in that thing, and in an hour you've got
a fucking boil. Yeah, baby, some Old Bay in there. What's the fucking problem? That's not like meal to me, baby. I did actually used to think that that's how hot tubs were when I was a kid. And every time someone was like, I'm going to get in the hot tub, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're going to do what to your skin? I can't be good. And then I got in a hot tub for the first time. I was like, this is not that hot.
You know, you can die from hot tub though, right?
Oh, yeah, but not me. Like, I'm not going to die from hot tub. Just get
out. But some people
just like get out of hot tub.
Right, but some people, it's not, humans aren't creatures that can survive indefinite hot tub.
Sure, but I'm just saying.
And that's not even boiling.
Right, but I'm saying if you get out of hot tub, then you won't die from hot tub. It's like, it's pretty easy.
That's true.
So like you're someone that like if someone got struck by lightning, you would be like, just move.
Just
move. Why didn't you just step away?
Why didn't you move out of the way of the lightning?
Right.
Like, do you realize like how, okay, no, think about it though.
I am thinking.
If you're outside during a thunderstorm and your solution is to, instead of going inside of something.
But if you're at work. Say,
doing what?
I don't know, lighting a CBS legal drama, for example. Just an
outside
example,
in a thunderstorm?
Just an example.
Right. It has been known to happen.
Okay, have that person gotten hit by lightning before?
Not before.
Okay, so then, I don't really see the issue. What's the problem? What are you worrying about?
One could.
Sure, a lot of things could happen. But I'm just saying that, like, if you have to be a very specific type of person to get hit by lightning, I think.
I don't think that's true at all. What? You mean like a very specific type of person, as in like be composed of physical matter?
Yeah.
Like corporeal person?
I think like a lot of things have to go wrong for you in your life to get hit by lightning.
Right. So let's list some of the risk factors for being hit by lightning.
Corporeal.
Okay. What else, Nikki?
You ever like start a bit and you're like, I don't really know where this one's gonna go. And then keep saying words in an effort to like find the bit, but it doesn't really.
I would say it
gets you into situations where you say the words. I think you have to be a very specific kind of person to get hit by lightning. What does that mean?
Right. Well, it means.
What does it mean?
It means that.
I'm laughing, Nikki.
It's funny. I'll say this, that like, I'm going to keep pushing you until you say something maybe racist or ableist on this show. And then it's just going to have to, we're just going to have to fix it in post.
See, this is why my soundboard idea is a good idea.
Right. Right.
We can just we can object to our own bits.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
You could just hit a little sound effect. Like, what would yours be? Done. I know what mine is going to be. Let we all need see. To get That's soundboards for this. I need like, to, just I lean into the morning radio vibes of this podcast. Yeah.
Right.
What noise okay. would I want? There are a lot of good noises.
Mine's going to be Minho Shiny going, Shiny's back. Because I think that's really just good. Like a really good. Good, like, diffusing tension.
That's good. I think if we ever start to talk about video games, mine would be, they took it off the store.
They did.
Well, we could talk about video games. I play video games.
What'd you play this week, LB?
They took it off the store.
Oh, so you, so okay. So
oh, you're objecting.
John says he doesn't give a fuck about what you play. He doesn't care.
And Rhythm Hive and Arknights. I played three games this weekend. I'm such a fucking gamer. It's wild. What'd you play this weekend?
I didn't actually play a video game this weekend.
They took it off the store.
Oh, okay. So, John, what do you want to talk about then?
Yo, John, what do you want to talk about?
No, video games Crabs? Are fine. No, we started to talk about video games. I'm all right with that. How's no, Monster Hunter treating
wait,
you?
No, wait. I'm sorry. We just talked about how the fucking soundboard thing was to stop the conversation that was going on.
Oh, so I missed that like, part. I no, missed that part.
That was the
part.
Whole point,
I
John. The whole part. Point of the conversation was that the soundboard made you stop the conversation.
Kind of zoned
out. Yeah, like
no, it's too late. It's too late. You've already pressed it like 8 times. So now we have to talk about something else. The moment is gone. Like, we're not talking about games anymore. What do you want to talk
That's
about?
That's the other... Crabs.
No, we already What's did. What's your favorite that. Kind of crab? It has to be something new.
I messed up. Because I could talk about it.
It has to be something
it.
Completely new.
Okay.
So come up with a
Crayfish.
Topic, John.
Dog.
No, Crayfish. That's the same. There's the same shit. I can't eat any Dog. Of it. So Dogs. We can't talk about it.
Coke you could be
John,
friends with
come
it?
Up with a new topic.
Dogs. Oh, let's do dog. Let's.
No.
How's your
no.
dog?
Wrong.
How's your clothes?
Okay, sure.
How's your clothes?
How's your clothes, John? How are they? How, yeah, how's the clothes?
Clothes
what
John?
Are you wearing right now, John? Tell me about
yeah,
it.
Let's do an outfit
wearing,
check.
I'm wearing a...
John, can you hit that? Can you hit that welcome, please?
Yeah.
Can you welcome a listener to your podcast?
Yeah, please.
Give me a second.
Welcome to How's Your Clothes with Sean Warren. Podcast talking about how your clothes are. My clothes are good. Did you know that Express at some point changed the size of their jeans? So now a 3230 is more like a 3232.
Wow. That is
my
fucked
jeans,
up.
That's my wild. Jeans are too long now.
I don't think I have a pair of jeans that I like.
I have I one. Do. I have one pair of jeans that I like and it sucks.
It's just really hard for me to find pant. Because the pant that they want me to wear relative to my waist and leg length is they intend it for very thin white boys who don't have butt, thigh, or calf.
Mm,
they're like,
yeah.
Oh, it's just stick and bone down mm-hmm. there, right? So they just right. kind of make a lot of assumptions about the way that your body is shaped. And then I try yes. to put my fucking sausages in this casing, and it doesn't work, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a bummer. Anyway, I just wear joggers now.
I wore a pair of joggers all weekend. It was nice.
Yeah. But I remember jeans, though. Remember yeah. the structure that a pair of jeans gives you?
Yeah, I do.
I was supposed to go into the office last week.
Oh, you did? Did you do that?
No, I didn't. No.
Why didn't you?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll start the sentence again and see kind of where you see if you can identify where in my thought process I decided that I wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to go to the office this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's about right there is where you decide, yeah. like, nah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I decided that I wasn't going to do it.
Mm.
And then I would have had to, like, pick up a table, then take it. Remember those elevators? That would have been two sets of elevators. Because the elevators, for some reason, don't go to the parking
right.
lot in that shitty building.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah, you have to take one set up and then another set up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got stuck Didn't in. Be. I've been stuck in both of them before.
So. I can't believe I never got stuck in any of those elevators.
Mm.
I only went there a handful of times. So we didn't get to check in on how my clothes are.
Oh, yeah how sorry. Are your clothes? How are your clothes, LB? Oh,
they're okay. pretty good. I need to get rid of a bunch, but I got some good clothes. I got a really, did a bunch of laundry this weekend. Have a freshly clean pair of super soft joggers on right now.
Hell yeah.
And a Bull Nakano shirt. and Crocs. I've never not recorded this podcast. I wear Crocs every time we record this podcast.
What kind of Crocs?
Or any podcast.
They? Are they like traditional Crocs? Are they clogs?
Traditional black clog Crocs. I wear them at home because I don't wear shoes in my home.
Mm. Like an adult.
Yeah, like.
So yeah. Wait, I do have a question.
I'm not a pervert, but I am a weak little bitch, so I do need to have like foot support,
right?
As I walk around, and Crocs are the comfiest.
Sure.
Kind.
That's why doctors do surgery in them.
And I can also just wash them in the sink.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Do you have any like customizations to like put in the holes? No.
Nope. They're a classic black. Nothing fancy. Nothing special.
Nothing fancy. Nothing special. Would you rather be able to only wear Crocs for the rest of your life or Toms for the rest of your life?
Crocs.
Even no to question, like formal Crocs. Gatherings.
Even in formal gatherings.
Funerals.
You underestimate how fucked up my feet are. I wear a size, like my actual shoe size. Let me look this up in men's just to...
I mean, I can do the math. It's just one and a half. It's
one and a half.
Okay, great. I wear a size 5 men's triple wide on one foot, and the other foot is a 4.5 quadruple wide.
Mm.
Huh. Like they are freaky little weird. They are like you know Muncher.
Yeah, I do know Muncher.
I know Muncher.
That just kind of have like 2 little munchers at the ends of my legs.
The end of your legs, yeah.
Do you know that Nordstrom
and I just kind of have to plot around on those.
Nordstrom will sell you 2 different size shoes.
I was just about to say
that.
I know this because I have one normal foot and it's on my left. Mm-hmm. And then my right foot looks like a croissant. So I need a special shoe for that.
What do you think the charms for Crocs are called? You're not going to get
something
it, but you each get
there's something nasty, I bet.
The charms for Crocs are called...
Plugs.
No.
Okay, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess, though.
You said we would never get it.
Yeah, okay. You're not going to get it.
Okay, what about...
Oh, I bet they're so nasty. I'm so excited to hear it. Guess it, John.
God.
You gotta guess it, John.
Okay, fuck. Okay.
No, they're not called fuck. Next guess.
They're called yams.
Ooh, no, that's close though.
Okay.
And like what? When I say it, you're gonna say that's not close, but then you're gonna think about it and you're gonna be like,
sure,
that
sure,
is
sure.
You're right, that is close. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
gibbets.
No.
J-I-B-B-I-T-Z, gibbets.
Oh, with a Z.
That sounds like a Club Penguin thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gibbets.
I actually don't know anything about Club Penguin, but I thought it sounded like a Neopets thing, but really fucked up and bad, and that's what I think Club Penguin is.
Mm, no.
Just shots fired on Club Penguin.
Wow. We should gibbets. Play Club Penguin.
That sounds racist. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, gibbets sounds
doesn't it?
Bad.
It yeah, does sound it does. Racist.
It
yeah.
does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Gibbets.
Yes.
But then it also sounds like the name of the convention center in New York, which is the Javits Convention Center.
Yeah, that also sounds racist.
It does.
No, it does a little bit. Not as racist as the Croc thing, which I don't even want to say. I'm uncomfortable saying it.
Gibbets.
Like, as a white person, I'm staying in my lane and not saying that racial slur.
Yeah.
Which is...
Paul, you might want to bleep those.
I'm reclaiming gibbets.
You're reclaiming it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
But like, who is it a slur against?
A lot of people somehow. It's like it's what you call like a brown child. Like if you can't figure out what they are.
God. Oh, the thing is, I can imagine yeah. like an old Southern man in a white seersucker suit doing exactly that. And that's what it sounds like. It sounds
terrible.
Like something like a guy who's like, I remember the plantation times. He would say, use that word.
Yeah, he would.
He would.
Yeah. Now I can't say the word anymore. Now that you said
No, I can't. I like, there's no way. You can't
there's
say
no
it.
Way. I can't.
Crocs, what were you thinking?
Yeah, and then, like,
they must be like.
Also, it's also a verb. Like you,
no,
like yeah, it's like shucking and driving, you know, which you can't say anymore. No. But then people are gonna be like, that guy was fucking gibbeting all over.
Okay, now that actually doesn't sound like it's a racial slur. That sounds like a weird sex thing. Like what's that edging thing that we had to stop talking about? Not jelking. Jelking's not edging. Jelking is when never mind, I'm not going to say it.
It's like, how are you going to phrase this?
What is
it
called?
Noodle?
I know what you're talking about.
You know the one.
Fuck.
Everyone got mad at Merritt because she thought it was a funny word. And they were like, this is serious.
I'm Googling jacking off forever.
But that's what it sounds like is a verb. Gibbetsing. Wait, gibbets? Okay, wait, that's how it's spelled?
Yeah.
Okay, gibbets is no longer a racial slur. I didn't know it was spelled like that.
Tantric edging.
That's just kibbets with a J.
What's it called?
Oh, it's just kibbets with a J?
It's just kibbets with a J.
Oh, wow, that's funny. That's weird.
What is it called, folks?
Why are you kibitzing with a J?
I'm trying to find it, and I can't find it.
Paul just put it in the thing.
That's not what it's called.
Oh, no, it's got a stupid name.
It's got one word.
It's like blasting. It's not blasting.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like blasting.
I'm going to ask Merritt.
Okay, this is podcast history.
Merritt.
What are you?
What's the nasty edging word? I forgot it. This is on Friends Reunion. I'm sorry,
John. What? Boss. Can you tell me about that red juice, that bird juice that you got last week? You had over the weekend.
Gooning. Thank you, Merritt. We love you.
Yeah.
I misspelled Gooning. Love. I'm gonna send her an emoji, and it's gonna be this guy.
What the fuck are you? Oh, I was drinking Shiner Ruby Redbird, and Nikki thought it had bird blood in it.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, fuck. We should have done this for the last episode, but Taz's tweets about birds?
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you see that
oh,
shit?
Oh, my God, I Taz. Did.
So
yeah.
During WrestleMania, a long time ago, Taz, the former wrestler, now commentator for AEW, fantastic man, great voice. Just started like firing off these great tweets about birds and how he doesn't like them.
Yeah. He just said, I don't like normal birds.
No, I'm going to read it. Yeah, wait, can you do the Taz voice? Cause I can't do the Taz voice.
Okay.
I can only
do the Taz voice. Do you want to hit me with the text of the thing?
Yeah, I just got it. And then I'll give you the follow-up as well.
I don't like birds.
That's
not a Taz. Okay.
That's not a Taz. That's like a old man.
That was like Larry David or something.
Larry David's like Larry David's uncle having a heart attack.
Ooh, I don't like birds. No, I don't think that's
another one of Larry David's
I have
okay, I'm just gonna read it in my the opposite of Taz's voice.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't like birds. No heat with exotic birds. No heat with owl/hawk/falcon/eagle/ducks. But basic birds piss me off for many years.
I love that. But basic birds piss
basic
me off
birds.
For many years.
I also love that, like, exotic birds.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Owls, hawks, falcons, eagles. Those are all, like, birds of prey.
Predatory
like, very beautiful.
Birds.
Like, sure. Have you ever seen an eagle or a falcon in flight? Like, it's incredible.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
Right. The wingspan is so beautiful. And owls actually have their own majesty. But ducks being put just like kind of
in
pushed
that
into
group.
That. But the thing is, I don't disagree with him.
I don't disagree with him either.
I am on the same page. I love exotic birds. I love owls, hawks, falcons, eagles. And I actually, like, I don't like geese. I don't like swans. I fucking love a duck. Love a duck.
I'm crazy
about a duck.
If you saw a duck, you'd be like, aw, a duck.
Right.
You know?
I have seen, like, okay, so... great wrestling podcast, Tights and Fights. I guested on there once.
Yep.
Their office is like right next to MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
After I recorded the episode, which was great vibes, I went out. It was a beautiful day. And I was like, am I going to go home? Or am I going to keep these good vibes going and hang out at the park? And I did. And I just looked at ducks for like an hour. Duxter, some of the best. Okay, and then the follow-up. He did a follow-up tweet hours later. Like, just to clarify, I have no issues with ravens / orioles / parrots also.
Also.
Which, again, I can't disagree.
I mean, exotic bird, that he wouldn't lump parrots into exotic birds leaves some questions, like, for me.
I mean, but there were parrots in the trees at my elementary school. Those fuckers aren't exotic.
But I have to say, though.
No, that's...
I have to say, after having spent weeks, like, kind of birding with Anne, I have to say something. Mm-hmm. Orioles? Those are just normal-ass birds.
Really?
Those are normal-ass birds. Yep. They're just like a robin, honestly, but they have like an orange chest. That's it.
Although, like, the
Orioles
I love
are normal.
Orioles are just beautiful.
He's lumping Orioles in there because there's a sports team. He doesn't know what a fucking Oriole is. An Oriole is just a goddamn bird.
Beautiful. This is beautiful. I'm about to send you an Oriole, and it's fucking beautiful.
Right, but it's just a fucking bird, though. Like, if you look at any other bird, like a fucking cedar waxwing or a goddamn...
What the fuck is a cedar waxwing?
Look it up.
That's not anything.
If you look at a cedar waxwing or a female
cardinal.
This
is gorgeous.
Look up a female cardinal.
A cedar waxwing is a beautiful bird.
I know, but it's just a fucking bird.
Okay, no. Just birds are like pigeons, sparrows... Seagulls.
Pigeons are iridescent. If you look at them in a certain light, they're iridescent.
Yeah, but they're nasty.
Okay, but
and
so
morning
are all
doves.
Animals.
Morning doves are also just birds.
All animals
no,
are nasty.
No, pigeons are extra nasty.
How are they extra
you ever seen,
nasty?
It's just have you ever seen a cardinal?
Rat. It's just a rat.
Have you ever seen a bunch of cardinals fighting over a rotting piece of fish from a dumpster?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No one's ever seen that.
No one's seen
that. No, you haven't. No,
you
haven't.
You can't say stuff. Like, I'm going to call Greg Audubon or whatever his name is, and he's going to take your license away. Like, you can't just...
Call him!
You can't just say that.
Can we call him right now? Can you call him right now?
Yeah, sure. I'll call him right
now. Yeah, can you call Greg Audubon?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, is it ringing a lot, or?
I thought my phone was kind of getting to be louder when I pressed the buttons, but then I realized that it was muted.
Yeah.
Is it ringing? No, it's not ringing. I don't have Greg Audubon's number.
Damn. Okay, well, I'll send him an email real fast, okay?
All right, send him an email.
Okay. Dear Greg. What's up, Greg? It's me.
How about this? How about this? What's flying, Greg?
What's flying, Greg?
Oh, that's great, John. Okay. Thanks for contributing to your own demise. What's flying,
Greg? Just chirping at you to
ooh, that's good.
See
if you
can...
Just chirping at you to see what you think about this.
What you think about this. I don't know if you follow or are otherwise keep abreast of the Fanbyte Podcast Network.
Nice, abreast.
You're fucking killing it. You're so good.
But, right. One of these hosts is flying a little bit too close to the sun. Mm. His name is John Warren.
Sure.
I think his license should be taken away. Period. Send it.
say I think John kind of winged it.
Okay.
With an
I don't
assumption.
Really get that one.
Hold on. With an assumption that cardinals won't fight over a fish carcass.
With an assumption that cardinals would absolutely, nastily, disgustingly, fight over a rotting fish carcass in a dumpster on 6th Street.
Yes.
In the middle of summer.
Correct. Thank you.
Please revoke his license. Immediately.
He says he doesn't want it anymore.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll be hunk tears, concerned.
I paid $10 for
bird
it.
Respecter.
Should we CC Jerome Ford on this one?
So that's at to Greg at Audubon.
Dot org.
And then CC says his email is jford@nps.gov. Oh, okay. You found it?
Okay. Yeah, I found it.
Wait, I should say, please revoke his birding license, because I should specify. Not because you should still be able to drive, you know. I know. Okay, but the thing is, Greg's got connections. Like, we don't want to. What if we? What if they revoke John's podcasting license?
You know, I think I'm just letting y'all do this because I know that Greg and Jerome are going to have my back on this one.
They're not. I hit send.
You hit send.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just shoot.
I also CC'd Nikki and John on this, of course, okay, or BCC'd.
Let me make sure I shoot Jerome a message real quick. Y'all talk.
Okay.
You.
Birds
aren't.
Okay, cool. I just got an automatic reply. Your request has been received, and someone will be with get back to you within the next 5 minutes to 4 days. Cool.
That's such a Audubon specific Society. Amount of time. Did you say that birds are bad, Nikki? Did
I don't
you say
think that? They're very cool.
I just don't understand why y'all are so anti-bird. I really don't.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating. And you know what? You know what's so wild is that it's such a Penny Arcade thing to be. You know?
Whoa.
I don't like birds. Birds are... Birds, yeah.
I think birds are bad.
Birds are bad. I'm Tycho Brahe. Birds are bad.
I think
I like video games, but I don't
me.
Like birds.
I don't...
Yeah, that's like...
I don't know that's why, like but it's racist.
That's a form of sexism to say that to me, also.
I don't get
I'm
it.
Just saying.
I don't know how, but I just think
y'all
you're using your cis
also, like,
white male
y'all
privilege.
Are the brand new Penny Arcade for thinking birds are bad.
Okay.
That's what
I don't think birds are bad. I love birds.
Next week, then, fuckers. Sign up.
Most kinds of birds are great. But, like, most of the birds I see suck. Really?
Yeah,
this guy is gorgeous.
Okay, I agree with that.
I follow an account that's called BirdBot.
Do you like eating birds, Nikki?
Yeah, fucking love it.
Well, then how can you say you don't like birds?
I do like birds, but it's like the birds that, like LB said, the birds that I see are useless.
Right.
I feel like this, okay, if you think back to the, like our bird conversations, like our chickens conversations, different bird talks, last week, John, and we gave you a lot of crap about this, like friends do, as we did like a skit in the beginning of this episode to teach everybody a little lesson about communication. Sure. But like you call this a comedy podcast.
That
I
was
really
this
call
episode.
This more of a burning podcast.
Oh, so you want to start
really
a
say
burning
this is more
podcast?
Of a, I think it already is one. I think it's most, it's like, you know, friendship and birds.
You could not fucking. You couldn't pay me if someone came up to me and was like, I'll give you $35,000, but you have to listen to 8 hours of a bird podcast. I would just walk away. It is impossible to describe anything more fucking boring to me than a bird podcast. About birds. Like, imagine if the 99% Invisible Guy did an episode on birds. Everyone would unsubscribe, and that show is already boring. And, like...
Do you think Reply All would have been canceled for a bird one?
Yeah. Not even for shitty work practices and stuff.
Right.
Like, just they would have done an episode on the birds, and then everyone would have been like, no we're done.
These birds are... Birds are... I think I like birds, actually. I think
thank
I'm going to do a complete
LB.
180
you.
On birds.
Thank you, LB.
It's just
look
the birds
all these
I
beautiful
see,
birds.
Except for the birds... But even, like, the birds outside my window. The,
Do you know why y'all see bad birds? You know why you see bad birds?
Because
of the pollution.
We live in a city.
You live in the pollution. Right. You live in the pollution state.
That's true. But you know what I... But the thing is, it's like the bad birds are so... Like, think about a seagull for a second.
Yeah, seagulls.
Is there anything worse? Is there anything worse than a seagull?
I hate seagulls.
Is there any name one animal worse than the seagull?
No.
Mosquitoes, maybe.
Mosquito, lizard.
Mosquitoes?
Maybe.
Cat.
But fuck a seagull. I agree with that.
I just think that, like, the thing about birds is that, like, I'm not going to, like, see one, you know? Like, outside.
What does that mean?
Like, if I want to look at a bird.
You're not going to see one?
Yeah, but, like, but I'm not going to. You see this beautiful picture of a bird that Elvie's put in the chat?
Yeah, it's a beautiful bird. Yeah.
I'm not going to be
it's
able
like
to
a blue
see
jay.
That bird, right? Because the bird.
I don't understand what you mean.
Because the bird is going to be 60 fucking feet away on a tree 15
Nikki.
Feet up.
Nikki, I invite you, my friend, my good friend, I invite you to Fayetteville, Arkansas. I will provide you with barbecue and a distraction from the fact that you're in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And you can sit in our backyard and see one of these guys, one of these blue guys.
But how close is it going to get to me?
10 feet away from you.
I can't see that far.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, okay, wait, Nikki, you do a lot of desert stuff, though, right? You're a big desert fan.
Yeah, I love desert.
Okay, but tell me, do you not have any respect for this guy?
I love the California quail.
The thing is, most bird species are more in line with like the California quail. It's just that like population wise, where we live, it's right. like we live in LA. You know how like everyone who moves to LA is like influencers and people who suck.
Sure.
It's like, but our bird population is even worse than our human population in that it's completely dominated. Like, if LA ever gets totally gentrified and becomes like just fully influencer hell, the human population will finally reflect the bird population. The bird population's already there. It's all scumbag fucking pigeons and seagulls.
And the whatever the black
but like is
that yells.
Ravens? Crows? I think they're cool.
You know?
I don't know, but I like them both. Because the thing is that they eat peanuts outside my window, and I think that's real fun. Where are they getting these peanuts from?
Where are they getting these peanuts?
I live next to a Starbucks and a 7-Eleven.
Speaking of peanuts, hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, I actually do have a fun nut thing to say. I've been watching this great show called Word of Honor. It's a Wuxia boys love drama. But it's sponsored by a nut company. You know what?
Boys do love drama.
Okay, but these boys do love drama because they like they crash all these events just because it'll be messy and guys with swords will fight with each other and they're like, this will be fun. But it's sponsored by a nut company, and so they're just eating nuts all the time in this show.
Look at this picture that Catherine took on a walk. That's amazing. Of the dog.
That rules. Last week. See, squirrels are good. Squirrels are good.
Yeah, squirrels are good. Listen, like
sitting
last
on a
week,
bench, eating a nut.
Like two weeks ago, I looked outside the window. There were three species of birds, two mice, and a squirrel, all eating nuts outside. That's like Snow White shit.
Mice are so fucking privileged.
Mice are super.
Mice think that they can be anywhere at any time.
They think they could be anywhere.
Because they kind of can because they're
they
cute.
They can't
like,
though. It's once, not. It shouldn't. They shouldn't be allowed
no.
to.
I went to France once with my mom, and we were walking around.
And he went into a restaurant, and there were 1,000 rats cooking dinner, and one was on a guy's head, pulling his fucking hair, and he was making an elaborate bouillabaisse.
We walked by this like candy shop that was super fancy in the super fancy part of town, and there was a mouse just like crawling around in the window snacking on the shit. Should be nasty, right?
That's disgusting. That is kinda nasty.
It was so cute. It was such a cute little mousey. I couldn't object.
Did you go in there and did you order chocolate?
Give me the one that killed most of these people. Like, can you imagine getting killed because you like a rat like gave you a disease?
I imagine it constantly. I live in a heavily rat infested area.
It just couldn't be me. But like I just think about like how swaths of people died because of a rat.
Yeah, because of a rat. Yeah.
There is a bird outside my window right now. It's a finch. So cute. Yeah, I'm pro bird.
You're pro bird.
How do you know what kind of bird it is? Like,
because they moved in.
Two out of three of us are into birds. Actually, Paul, how do you feel about birds?
All birds look the same to me.
Because I took a picture and said, what is this?
Okay, Paul's been converted.
Hell yeah, bird! Birdcast.
Three out of four people, this is Birdcast.
Eight birds.
Nikki, remember how at the beginning of the episode I was allied with Nikki against John? Ooh, I do love chicken. Can we like reclaim chicken
tenders? What if you had a blue jay tender? What if someone was like...
Too little.
What if someone was like... It's just, okay, fine, a blue jay nugget.
Not bad enough.
I think there's enough meat. If you cut the head off and take the bones out,
I have to be completely honest. I'm actually very curious about doing this. About just like beaning a little blue jay in the back, in the head.
Yeah, and then
in the back.
Feathering it.
And
then, like,
then just kind of like, just kind of making a four piece out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, what does it taste like?
What does it taste like?
Like, I'd be more interested in birds if I could eat more of them. You know?
Yeah, if I could get that with some red beans and rice and a biscuit, extra honey, that would be great.
Quail is very good.
I just think that birds have too many protections.
Okay, well, why don't you flesh out that thought and then we can wrap up the show.
I just think
birds
that it's
have
like,
too many protections.
Like, there's a whole society for them, right? Like,
right.
That's fucked up. That's wild. Like, why?
So you
like,
disagree
why?
About having an entire society for, like, a group of people?
for birds specifically, yeah. I don't think that for they should be able to organize.
Okay. Okay.
Oh shit.
What's up?
I'm sorry, John. I forgot to follow up the email to Greg and Jerome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg says you're done. It just says he's done. That's it. It just says he's done, period.
Okay.
So and then his email signature.
Okay, so is there no like return address, or I'm just supposed to...
I could reply and be like, what do you mean? Yeah, and Jerome hasn't weighed in either.
You have to tear it up.
Oh, I
Jerome hasn't weighed in. So we can wait to hear from Jerome. But yeah, Greg says just as he's done.
Okay.
Just tear it up, John.
Now I fucking hate birds. Good. So
welcome to the club.
I'm there with Nikki now. Nikki, you want to go hunt for a pigeon?
No. I just want to kick one. I've said this before. You have. But like, think about...
Yeah, it stunned me. It fucking stunned me when you said this on a podcast.
But like, I'm not wrong. Just like, think about how satisfying it would be. You're walking on the street. A pigeon, which is just a flying rat. They don't have feelings or emotions. They don't matter.
Actually, pigeons are dumb. Rats have a lot more emotions and thoughts than a pigeon does.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So fucking pigeon. It's on the street, and you're walking down the street, and you look at your shoes, and you're like, look at these laces. Look at how tight they are. Look at how taut and powerful and strong they are on the top of my foot. Mm. And you stop, and you see the bird in front of you, and you're like, this is the moment. And you plant your left foot, you rotate your right, bring it back, and then you swiftly bring it forward, the laces connecting with the underside of the bird. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like? What is that moment of euphoria like for both you and the bird, right? A lot of people, when I talk about this, they only consider the human's feelings. But I would like to counter that by thinking, how good would it feel for the bird to die at that exact moment, you know? No longer having to consider...
So, John, do you want to start a new podcast?
Yeah, we should maybe start a new podcast, I think.
I think we should let's just start a new one, you and me.
I think we should start a new podcast, just like LB and John's fun time. Like, LB and John's fun.
Like, let's not, like, meditate on death or anything.
Yeah.
Fantasize about kicking birds.
Right, yeah.
Okay, Greg just sent me a follow-up email. John, you're back in.
I'm back in. Nikki, oh, my gosh.
It says, Nikki, watch your back.
Greg has nothing on me.
He just says, watch your back.
Wow.
He says, Nicholas Grayson of Los Angeles, California, watch your back.
Greg has nothing on me.
Well, if you would like to watch Nikki ruminate on the death of birds, you can do so over at Godsua over on Twitter. That's
I don't even think it would be like that brutal. I think it would just kind of be like a pop. You know when Randy Johnson hit that bird?
Okay. Literally the only time that a bird has been exploded, that was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just think about that. Like, why is that? Why is that cool, but the thing I said not?
Well, because you got a little horny talking about it. It sounded like, to be honest.
You did get a little horny about it.
I don't think Randy Johnson was horny when he blew up that bird.
Are you sure?
Well, he is called the Big Unit, so maybe not.
Unit.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think the bird said about that?
Fucking died. He was dead.
No, not that bird. Like, his friends. What do you think his friends said about that?
Do you think that they were watching?
Hey, did you hear about Grant? What? What happened to Grant? I just saw him this morning for breakfast. Exploded by a goddamn baseball. What the fuck are you talking about? No, Grant was just fine this morning. No, he got exploded by a baseball. He was like trying to get some peanuts off the ground in Seattle, and he fucking got obliterated by Randy Johnson. Grant.
Yeah,
with the ring around his tail. Yeah, obliterated. Randy Johnson didn't even win that game.
It wasn't even a preseason game. Doesn't count. Now, does that mean that the bird didn't die?
I don't think that's how it works. If you die in the preseason, you die in real life.
Sorry, Nikki. By your logic, if you go to a Civil War reenactment and someone trips and falls and hits their head and dies, you're like, well, that's not a real war. This guy's not dead.
Yeah, this guy's not dead. That one didn't count.
Okay. if you want to if you want to start a new podcast with LB,
I'm sorry for all that stuff I said about the birds.
It's fine. About the pigeon. You know. Nah, it's cool. You're in a space, and we wanted to let you play until it got you know, a little sad, and then we took it over. Yeah, no, it was okay.
Just like think about it, though. It's nothing.
You could do so over.
At no, it's nothing.
Over on Twitter. If you want to check out our wonderful producer Paul Tamayo, God, he's got his work cut
How
out.
How is this one longer than the first one?
I don't know, because we got an energy going on this one. You can do so over at Polly Mayo. If you want to follow me for any reason, you can do so over at Floppy Adult. If you want to follow Fanbyte, you can at Fanbyte Media. You can check out all of our podcasts at podcastnet.work. You can check out this podcast specifically at Fanbyte Laughs. That's FanbyteLaffs.com. Yes. You can really find us there.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. yeah, I don't know. LB, do you want to take us out since you introduced us so wonderfully this week?
See you next time, bird people.
You can't say that. That's a slur.
Joy and fusion, we've set it.